Good afternoon and welcome. We are live from Waynesville. It's Tuscola High Spring Sports on the Tuscola Sports app with WPTL. Today we're going to play a little bit of softball again as the Mountaineers play host to the Irwin Warriors out of Asheville. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Branson Reese along with Kenny Mole, and we're here to bring you all the action. And today we're sponsored by Ken Wilson Ford, Haywood Regional Medical Center, Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Champion Credit Union, Taylor Ford, Haywood EMC, and Haywood County Farm Bureau. Welcome to today's game. Kenny, I can't tell you how glad I am to have you back.
Well, I'm glad to be back with you, Branson. I hated to have to miss yesterday, but good afternoon, everyone. And we got a pleasant afternoon here, Branson, for softball. Finally, the weather, this is just perfect right here. This sun, thank goodness, we've got a little cloud cover. So, because right here where we sit at this softball field, when that sun's out, it's coming right in our eyes. And that little cloud cover, this field is just fantastic out here. Just a good afternoon for softball.
It is, you know, and we've had this probably, this week has probably been one of the, I guess, one of our better weeks. I know in the 2 years that we've covered it together, as far as, you know, good weather, you know, yesterday was absolutely beautiful, 70 degrees. You know, another today is still up in the 60s. We do have some cloud cover, which will be good. You know, it won't be a lot of squinting eyes out there in the infield and the outfield and everything else. So,
you know, these outfields are still squishy, you know, the water in them. They still don't, the water doesn't have anywhere to go, and it's still mushy, you know, when you get out in the grass part of it.
You're exactly right. Well, Kenny, go ahead and give us the lineups.
All right. All right. For the Irwin Warriors today, leading off will be Bree Frisbee. She's playing second base. Michaela Littrell will be playing center field, batting second. Jeanette Granger will be at third base, batting third, batting cleanup. Sarah Hall, she's playing shortstop. Jaden Bartley is in right field, batting fifth. Batting sixth is Morgan Loveland. She's the designated hitter today. Allie Jones is pitching. Maddie Parker will be batting ninth, and she's at first base. And then Brooklyn Taylor will be playing second base, but she's the flex player. And then for the Lady Mountaineers, leading off today is Marissa Johnson at shortstop. Jesse McElroy will be batting second. What position will we got McElroy at? I didn't have it.
She played center field last night, so I would anticipate that.
Yes.
Probably.
Yeah, okay, that's what it is, yes. Jennifer McHenry will be batting third spot. She's the designated hitter. Delaney Buchanan will be pitching today for the Lady Mountaineers, batting fourth. Ellie Harris in left field, batting fifth. Jason Cook at second base, batting sixth. Abigail Plemons behind the plate. She'll be the catcher today, batting eighth. Seventh, I'm sorry. Rebecca Frazier at first base, batting eighth, and Morgan Plemons in right field, batting ninth. Carrington Harrelson will be playing third base as the flex player.
All right. Well, Kenny, you know, yesterday the girls picked up a big conference win, 15-1 over Asheville. Great game. And listen, that's two wins in a week for them because they won in walk-off fashion last Friday night against West Henderson up down here. And, you know, great things, you know. Have got to, you know, come along for these girls. I mean, because replacing the eighth, and, you know, we keep talking about it, but you don't understand. I guess a lot of people understand what it's like to lose eight starters and only have one junior and one freshman that got significant time.
Well, you know, we keep saying how young they are, and we are. But any win like that last night and that West Henderson game is a confidence builder for these girls because they're so young. They need a win or two like that just to keep their confidence up, keep them going. Because, you know, they're going to take their licks this year. There's no doubt. They're young.
You're right. So we're going to step away for the national anthem, and we'll be right back.
The first county hospital in North Carolina, Haywood Regional Medical Center has tended to all medical needs with the same compassion since 1927. With Joint Commission and Chest Pain Accredited Hospital, an outpatient care center, urgent care clinics, and hospice care facility, our campus provides a safe space for everyone who needs it. Keeping quality care close to home, we have 13 physician practices, including family medicine, interventional cardiology, internal medicine, OBGYN, urology, surgical specialist and orthopedics, and in-network with all insurances. Visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
It's been said that simple pleasures deliver life's greatest joys. So when we decided to launch our all-new Champion Checking with rewards, we knew we wanted it to be as simple as possible. That's why we're pleased to announce 3% APY on your checking account. So as you're working on enjoying life's simple pleasures, your Champion Checking account is working for you. Champion Credit Union. Banking simplified. Insured by NCUA, APY is annual percentage yield minimum average daily balance of $3,000 minimum 10 debit card transactions per month.
Sometimes power outages come with a warning. Other times, lights flicker and everything goes. But thanks to Haywood EMC, Touchstone Energy Cooperative offers Generac generators, the nation's top choice for emergency power. In an outage, it kicks in and brings with it warmth, light, and the necessities for safety and modern comfort. Haywood EMC offers sales, installation, and service of Generac generators. Arrange for one now. Call 452-2281 because weather is getting more severe every season.
This is a public service announcement test from TakeMeFishing.org to determine if you need a fishing license and boat registration before heading out on the water. Let us begin. Are you a bear? Do you have a beak? Do you have plumage? Please tell me you answered no, which means you need to get a fishing license and have your boat registered, because it helps local conservation efforts protect the very natural resources you enjoy boating and fishing in for generations to come. Do your part at TakeMeFishing.org.
This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
All right, welcome back to Tuscola Softball. Kenny Tuscola warming up right now, finishing up, and going to throw Delaney on the mound today. A little change up in the infield from what we've seen the last, you know, here recently. Carrington Harrelson, like I said, will be playing third. Marissa Johnson at short, moving J.C. Cook over to second with Rebecca Frazier at first. So, you know, Tara doing a lot of things to change it up, you know, for these girls. And, you know, she really honestly has to do that.
When you're a young team like they are and everything, you've got to experiment, you know, move them around, try different things. And that's the – last year, everybody was set, you know, more or less in their positions, you know, and they all graduated. Now you've got to find your team, and that's part of it. Just move them around.
Bria Frisby now the batter for Inca, or excuse me, Irwin. First pitch was a swung on strike. Delaney Buchanan, next pitch, swung on a miss too. Now 0-2 on Bria Frisby. 0-2 pitch on its way. Hit up. Abigail Plemons coming out of the box, but just out of her reach. Count stays 0-2. And this is a young combination right here, pitching and catching, Kenny, that we've been talking about. 0-2 pitch popped up. Rebecca Frazier calling everybody out, making the catch for the first out here in the top of the first.
It's a good way to start right here, Branson.
It is having a, you know, like I said, got a freshman pitcher with a sophomore catcher.
Four pitches and get that first out and get that leadoff runner on off base and one out. So that's a good way to start for the girls today.
Next batter is Michaela Littrell, and her first pitch inside for ball one.
Just hope Delaney has a good game out here today. And
next pitch, hit down to third to Carrington. Carrington on a long throw to get Michaela Litchell for the second out here in the top of the first. Good start for the Lady Mountaineers.
Rebecca Frazier on first base. She's a tall, big girl and a good stretch right there. That's one advantage of having those tall, long-legged first basemen right there. They can stretch out and get that out.
Jeanette Granger now the batter. First pitch high and outside for ball one.
That helps your pitcher confidence too right there, Branson. You get those first two outs.
Next pitch fouled off. Evens the count now, 1-1.
Yeah, you get those first two outs. You get, you know, whenever we went over the Reynolds that day, you know, they scored eight runs on us the first inning, and go, we got in a hole there, and then held them to four runs the next four innings. And
1-1 pitch in the dirt makes the count now, two balls and one strike.
You can't get in a hole like that and have to climb out of it. So,
2-1 pitch on its way now. In the dirt. Good block by Abigail Plemons. Makes the count now. 3-1. I've got an update on the baseball game. Tuscola trailing 5-4 in the bottom of the sixth. And Tuscola really needing to win that game to stay up in the up there at the top of the conference standings with Asheville and TC and Reynolds. 3-1 pitch fouled off. Runs the count full now. Tuscola's Delaney Buchanan. 3-2 pitch on its way. Drilled to center field. Jesse McElroy drifting back. Just off her glove. And Jeanette Granger with a stand-up double here and with two outs for Irwin.
She went good after that ball, but I think right when the ball got to her, I think she was thinking fence right there because the ball actually bounced off the bottom of the fence for it.
Yeah, and that's where you need to have your outfielders talking to you to help you out, to let you know where the fence is at.
Nobody hurt right here.
Delaney just settled on the batter. Drill back up in the middle. Good catch by Marissa Johnson right there to end the top half of the first inning.
Line shot to the shortstop. Never had to move, so.
Jeanette Granger with a stand-up double, but nothing hurt, Kenny. As Nobody hurt. Gets out of that with no run, giving up no runs. Tuscola Spring Sports is brought to you by, in part, by Haywood Regional Medical Center, Taylor Ford, Champion Credit Union, Haywood EMC, Ken Wilson Ford, Haywood County Farm Bureau, and Fat Buddies, Ribs, and Barbecue. So good start for Tuscola.
Yeah, I was talking to one of the girls from Irwin's daddy, a friend of mine from, in fact, his daughter's Allie Jones is pitching today, and she's just a junior, but he's telling me they're sort of like Reynolds. I think they've only got like three seniors on the team, or one or two that play regularly. They're a young team, just like the Reynolds team. His daughter's pitching today, and she's just a junior. I remember her from last year. She's a good ball player. She was good last year as a sophomore.
Well, you know, I think this game bodes well for our girls. I mean, they have. You know, you always have a chance, but I think outside of a couple teams, you know, being North Buncombe and A.C. Reynolds and Inca, you know,
well,
it's going to be a close race because.
Yeah, her daddy was telling me that they had a really good close game with Inca and ended up losing it late, but he said North Buncombe was awesome, so we haven't seen them yet.
No, and they were good. Marissa Johnson, the leadoff batter for Tuscola. Slap hit down to third base. Jeanette Granger making the grab and the throw to get the first out here in the bottom of the first.
It's a good way to start out the try right there. A good slap hit.
She did a good job yesterday slapping. She had two slap hits and then got called out for stepping out of the box on her.
Well,
third
when you
bat.
Do that, you're stepping. You know, you're stepping toward first. So, but the third baseman for Irwin made a good play on that right there.
Freshman Jesse McElroy putting down a bunt. Granger coming up for Irwin again, making another play, making the throw for the second out.
Now batting for the Mountaineers.
You know that right there. Now it's two quick outs against us right there, but that's what you want to do in softball, that small ball. You know, you work on a bunt, you know, and bunt and run, and that's a good way to start out. Keeps that other team on their toes.
Jennifer McHenry now the batter. Swung on first pitch. Morgan Loveland running in, making the catch for Irwin. So that was a three-pitch in.
Three-pitch. Jumped on all three pitches. Yeah, three pitches. What about that?
All right. Still 0-0 as we end first. We're going to step away for a commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
You know you're doing something right when you've been in business over 35 years. When customers keep coming back, you're doing something right. When you receive Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award, you're doing lots of things right, like a professional staff, best selection, high-quality service, no dock fees or processing fees, and a friendly hello and thank you. Ken Wilson Ford. Visit Ken Wilson Ford in Canton. Experience the difference when things are done right.
Hi, this is Steve Kelly. Be sure and join me Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. for the Good Morning Show. We'll start your morning with the latest news and weather, as well as interviews keeping us up to date with what's going on in Haywood County. And don't forget the WPTL Flea Market at 8:30. And, of course, all of your favorite real country. So don't you miss it. The Good Morning Show, Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. with me, Steve Kelly, on WPTL 101.7 FM and 920 AM.
It's Mountaineer Spring Sports on Tuscola Sports Radio.
All right, we're back now here at the top of the second inning. Up is Jaden Bartley swinging at the first pitch. J.C. Cook drifting over, making a play behind Rebecca Frazier for the first out. So, Kenny, this game's going by real quick. Well, we've seen four pitches.
I was getting ready to say, you know, before we started right here, you know, well, three pitches in that bottom half of that first inning. Now, that's very unusual. I hadn't seen that in years, you know, just three pitches. But I looked at my watch when we started. We started at 11 minutes after. That was a eight-minute first inning, 8 minutes to play one inning.
And there's a strike by Delaney Buchanan to Morgan Loveland to jump ahead in the count.
She's the DH today for the Irwin girls.
0-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. 0-2 now. Delaney doing a good job changing up the speeds of her pitch and locations. 0-2 pitch on its way in the dirt. Good block by Abigail Plemons. Count now. 1-2. Morgan Loveland stepping back in. Delaney Buchanan's 1-2 pitch on the way. Swung on a miss for a strikeout. Good job by Delaney. Two outs now here in the top of the second. Score still 0-0. Next up is Emma Loveland. I have to think that they are sisters. And probably twins. First pitch on its way. Missing inside for ball one. Loveland stepping back in. Delaney's pitch on its way. Hit down the shortstop just under the glove of Marissa Johnson. Stand-up single right there for Emma Loveland. She's going to be the extra hitter today. Next up will be Allie Jones for Irwin. Kenya, you know, all Delaney's got to do is just get the ball over and let them, you know, back her up.
Right.
Play defense. First pitch strike. Good job by Delaney jumping ahead. Abigail Plemons with a throw down to first. Emma Loveland will be safe, though. 0-1 pitch on its way. Oh. Just foul and out of the reach of Rebecca Frazier. Makes the count now 0-2. Delaney way ahead. Can throw one of her pitches if she'd like right here. Make her try to chase. 0-2 pitch on its way. Just missing low and outside for ball one. Runner on first with two outs for Irwin here.
Delaney's done a good 0-0. Job so far.
She is. She's changing up the speeds. Beats one down the dirt. Delaney plays it. Turns around, makes a throw
all
to
right.
First.
Three outs.
Gets the three outs to
good
Rebecca
inning.
Frazier. Good top half of the first or second inning for Tuscola. Tuscola Spring Sports is brought to you by Haywood Regional Medical Center, Haywood County Farm Bureau, Champion Credit Union, Fat Buddies Ribs and Barbecue, Ken Wilson Ford, Haywood EMC, and Taylor Ford. If you've missed any of the Mountaineer basketball or spring sports action, you can catch up with Tuscola On Demand. Simply go on WPTLradio.net, click on the sports tab, and choose Tuscola On Demand from the drop-down menu. You can listen to the entire 2016 through 2019 basketball season, and it's up to date with baseball and softball as well. Tuscola On Demand. Check it out. Kenny's moving here now to the bottom of the second inning.
Like I said, this this game's moving on now.
It really is. We're you hate to say that you like them that way, but you have to kind of wait and see what's going to happen because you don't know if there's going to be, you hate for late inning heroics to happen against you, but you'd like to get those runs to for security.
Well, and I, you know, you don't mean to sound like a stuck record, but, you know, like we said, we're a young team. If we keep a game close like this, that's a confidence builder, you know.
Yeah.
You keep a game close, stay in the game with them.
And here's another thing, you know, a lot of people are talking, you know, well, what about some of these seniors and stuff that are on this team? You know, not only does Tara got to deal with the seniors, but she's got to deal with that younger class that's coming up. She's got to build for the future. For these kids.
Yeah,
and,
you're right.
And, you know, last night having four freshmen up there and playing is, you know, kind of a statement that, you know, she's got to look to the future.
Right. Yeah.
First pitch to Delaney Buchanan inside.
That's one good thing about bringing up, you know, these younger girls and giving them some playing time because, you know, you're like you said, you're building for the future, and any varsity experience that they get this year is going to be beneficial to them when they start next year.
1-0 pitch inside of Delaney makes the count to 2-0. 2-0 pitch now on its way. Stays high and inside. 3-0 count now. Delaney Buchanan way ahead in the count.
She's already thrown as many pitches as she did last inning. So. Oh, mercy. Three pitches. That's still unbelievable.
3-0 pitch on its way. Drilled. Ah, good play by Sarah Hall playing shortstop for Irwin today, making the play. Almost a shoestring catch, but it is one out. Ellie Harris now, the batter for Tuscola. Ellie had a stand-up double last night that cleared the bases and put Tuscola up 13-1. First pitch swinging. Sarah Hall with another play makes the throw over to Maddie Parker for the second out here in the top, in the bottom of the second.
Now batting for the Mountaineers, number
Irwin fielding the ball clean there so far today. I mean, they're, you know, no mistakes. So I'm really surprised when Delaney was back there that that Coach Tara gave her the green light on a 3-0 pitch. You know. This early in the game with nobody on, you know, I'm surprised she wasn't taken all the way on that next pitch, 3-0, and then hit a line drive to the shortstop for an out. But
J.C. Cook, the batter now, first pitch catching the outside corner for a strike. 0-1 pitch on its way from Allie Jones. Hitting the dirt over to Bria Frisbee, makes the throw over to Maddie Parker to end the second inning. Score still tied 0-0. We're going to step away for a commercial break. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
At Taylor Ford in Waynesville, it's all about the deal.
Taylor Ford has the area's lowest prices on new Fords.
Taylor Ford has the highest trade allowances.
Taylor Ford has the area's lowest payments and no money down available.
Taylor Ford offers lowest rates. They have all the banks.
Go to TaylorFordOnline.com or drive to 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Because at Taylor Ford, it's all about your deal.
Haywood Regional Medical Center is committed to providing the highest quality care possible, all conveniently close to home and in-network with all insurances. As a part of Duke LifePoint Healthcare, Haywood Regional Medical Center is supported by Duke University Health System's world-renowned leadership in clinical excellence and quality care, and LifePoint Health's extensive resources, knowledge, and experience in operating community hospitals. Visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
Back to the Ball Diamond with Branson and Kenny on Tuscola Sports Radio.
right, we're back now here at the top of the third inning in Tuscola. And Irwin tied 0-0 as we move in. Maddie Parker, the batter now for Irwin. Update on the boys' game. It has gone to the seventh inning. Tuscola's trailing 5-4 against the Asheville Cougars over there. Last I saw, we had Hunter Bryson had walked and Will Smathers had too. And so we had runners on first and second. I haven't gotten an update yet. What's going on?
You know, you got to be proud of our boys, though, Branson. I mean, you're playing, you know, one of the top-ranked teams in the state, and yet we've.
Maddie Parker flying out. Ellie Harris come running in, making the first out.
We've played with them, in other words. We got beat 8-0 that first meeting earlier in the week against them, but it was a great ball game. I mean, we faced a good pitcher, their ace, and it was a lot closer than the score indicated.
You're exactly right. Bria Frisby now, the
great play
batter.
Let's go, girls, right there.
For Irwin, she laid down a bunt first thing, played by Delaney Buchanan, making a throw to Rebecca Frazier for the second out.
That was textbook softball right there. JC was moving the minute that ball was hit to first base. That Rebecca Frazier at first was charging. Delaney picked that ball up. JC was at first. Then that was textbook play right there.
Michaela Littrell is the next batter. First pitch was a ball to her. Next update I have, still runners at first and second. Landon Henley struck out. Patrick Broom now the batter for Tuscola. Michaela swinging at her next pitch. 1-1 count on her. Delaney Buchanan's pitch on the way. Fouled off, makes the count now. 1-2. Good job by Delaney. She is, you know, doing a good job of timing her pitches. Just missing on the breaking ball. Makes the count now. 2-2. No runners on. Score still 0-0. 2-2 pitch on its way. Fouled off. Count stays 2-2. Delaney stepping up now. Starting her wind up. Pitch on the way. Just missing inside. Runs the count full. 3-2. With 2 outs.
Littrell grounded out to third base her first time up. Delaney got 2 outs here. You know, don't give them anything. She needs to strike right here.
Ball hit to J.C. Cook. Just past J.C. rolling in that field. J.C. McRoy coming up with the ball. And Michaela will be safe at first.
Yep, that was a single just out of J.C.'s reach right there. Just out of Delaney's and JC's reach. Delaney almost had it on the mound.
Jeanette Granger now, the batter.
Throw got away from him. Good throw to third.
Jeanette Granger's first pitch, high outside.
Throw was down to second.
Michaela Richard stole second, but like you said, King, the throw was high. She
got
was
away
safe
from Clemens on the throw down and got a little high. And it was a good throw from the outfield, though, into third right there, Branson. But
yeah,
just a little bit, just a step or two too late. Girls safe at third.
Two outs.
Yep.
Michaela Littrell, the batter or the runner on third. Ball hit to J.C. Cook.
Oh, what
great
a snag.
Play.
Beautiful snag. Just in the right spot. She was leaning, shaded a little bit toward first base from on playing second and hit right to her, scooped it up. Beautiful play on her part.
Give her credit because that could have, she'd have had a shorter glove. She may not
right,
have caught
that.
I always used to make fun of people with those big 15-inch gloves, but now you're like, hey, that just saved a run. Got Tuscola out of that inning. Good job by all the infield, especially Delaney pitching.
I was always afraid to use a glove that big. You know, hey, I was afraid I couldn't find it when I got it in there, you know. Take you a while.
Tuscola Spring Sports is brought to you in part by Haywood EMC, Taylor Ford, Haywood Regional Medical Center, Champion Credit Union, Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Haywood County Farm Bureau, and Ken Wilson Ford. Tuscola Sports has been honoring Mountaineer athletes for outstanding game day performances all season long. You can see photos of all the award winners at WPTLradio.net. Just click on the sports tab, then choose Tuscola Player of the Game from the drop-down menu. Check in often as we add new players after each game. That's WPTLradio.net. And last night's player of the game was Rebecca Frazier and Kenny. She pitched two innings and had five strikeouts. She had a great day, and she had two hits last night. So, well deserving of it.
Well, we've watched her pitch some, you know, last year, some on JVs, and last year some on varsity. And she can, if she's on, she can do it. She throws well.
Abigail Plemons now the batter for Tuscola. First pitch missing low and outside for ball one. One zero pitch, staying inside. 2-0. Just got a text from Wayne Broom. Score has gone final. Tuscola getting beat 5-4 at Asheville. 2-0 pitch on its way. Hit by Abigail Plemons to right field.
First base hit of the day for the Lady Mountaineers. Lead off.
Good job by
good job, Tuscola.
And you know, right here they could run a bring a runner in for her since she is catching, and that's what they're going to do. And looks like Emily Trogdon's going to come in and run for her.
You know, it's what I said a minute ago or a while ago there, Branson. We were talking there. You know, Asheville, one of the top ranked teams in the state, and for us to get beat 5-4 says a lot for our boys, even though they lost the ball game. I know it's a heartbreaker for them, but hey, that says a lot for them to play with them like we do.
Rebecca Frazier now the batter for Tuscola, fouling the first pitch off. Runner on first, Emily Trogdon. Pinch running for Abigail Plemons after she got a base hit. Score still 0-0 in the bottom of the third. 0-1 pitch on its way. Just catching her knees for a strike.
I tell you what, Branson, this ball game is moving on now. We're in the bottom of the third. Well, you know, in softball, that's what it is. If you get, you know, good, decent pitchers and you get outs,
yep.
The ball game moves.
Ball hit by Rebecca Frazier.
A lot faster game than.
Good play by Berea Frisbee, turning her own double play right there, tagging Emily Trogdon as she come by. And then making the throw over to Maddie Parker for the second out. And Morgan Plemons now the batter for Tuscola.
Now batting for the Mountaineers, number 9, Morgan Plemons.
Morgan had a couple of hits last night. Jones's first pitch. Fouled off for a strike. Morgan, a junior. She took a couple years off. Kenny, she played. I coached her in Little League. She played in middle school and didn't play last year or two. Now she's back playing. Doing a good job hitting, slapping down to Jeanette Granger, making the easy throw to first to get Irwin out of the third inning. Score still 0-0. We're going to step away for a commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff. The big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. When it's buy time, low prices with no dock or processing fees. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
What is a champion? A true champion is one who fights for something greater than themselves. At Champion Credit Union, our cause is you. That's why we put our money to work for Western North Carolina. Champion Credit Union. checking, savings, and more. All with community in mind.
This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
All right, we're back now here at the top of the fourth inning. And, Kenny, like you said, it's moving along. We've played three innings in 30 minutes. And,
yeah, that's this ball game is.
Sarah Hall now the batter for Tuscola.
That just missed that pitch right there by Delaney. I mean, it looked good from here, but.
Knocked down by Delaney. Carrington trying to make a throw to first. Holds on to it.
Going to have to give her a single on that one, Branson. I mean, Delaney knocked it down, almost gloved it, but.
I said Sarah Hall of
Tuscola. That was a BB.
I meant to say Sarah Hall of Irwin.
Sarah.
Next up is Jaden Bartley.
Sarah Hall was the cleanup hitter. She's Jaden Bartley now batting fifth. She's in right field. She flew out to the second baseman the first time up.
First pitch high outside to Bartley for a ball. Sarah Hall stole second. And looked like she's got half the infield on her in front of her.
She garnered a lot of dirt right there, didn't she?
Bartley's next pitch, she was going to try to bunt. It's fouled off. Evens the count 1-1. Delaney Buchanan, 1-1 pitch on its way. Swung on and missed. Swung on and missed. Makes the count now 1-2. Sarah Hall sort of kept getting off of between second and third, and then right when Abigail Plemons went to throw back to Delaney, she took off running and is safe at third. Ball hit to Carrington at third. Takes a look at the runner. Chases her back. And Carrington made the throw to first, but it looks like they called Bartley safe.
Well, I believe Rebecca come off the bag too quick. She was thinking the runner coming home, which she was from third whenever Harrelson made the throw to first.
No, they're saying she was out.
Oh, did he? Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
we'll take it.
We'll take it. But I believe
Sarah
I believe she came off the bag a little quick right there.
So now Irwin ahead 1-0 over Tuscola. Morgan Loveland, the batter now for Irwin. First pitch she sees is a strike.
She struck out her first time at bat.
0-1 pitch. Plunks her in the back. Taking a walk down to first. Next up is Emma Loveland.
Now, what right here is where Delaney's got to, you know, keep her head together right here. You know, one run's not going to kill you.
No. Which we saw last year, and you see a lot swing the bat, and that game's, you know, it's back, you know, it's be tied up, and you just go on. So anything can happen.
You know, you, like I said before, you don't want to walk, hit a pitch. You know, you don't want to give them anything, make them earn it.
Emma Loveland's first pitch swinging for a strike.
She singled her first time up back in the second inning.
Loveland stepping back in. 0-1 pitch on its way. Just missing. Just missing for a ball. Runner got off of first. As Abigail went to throw down, she took off running. And ball got past Rebecca Frazier. Morgan Loveland kept running. Now there's a runner on third. Count now, 1-2 with one out. Runner on third.
Delaney needs this batter right here, Branson. Get this second out right here, and then the pressure's off even though you got a runner on third.
Ball drilled over to short to Marissa, makes the throw to to get the second out, but not before the runs across the plate to make the score now 2-0. Irwin over Tuscola. Allie Jones now hits the first pitch over to J.C. Cook. Makes the little toss over to Rebecca to get out of the top half of the fourth. But one run does get across.
Two runs got across.
And Tuscola now trailing 2-0, moving on to the bottom of the fourth.
You know, the first three innings that we've batted, we've went down 1-2-3 as far as the batters go. We did get a base hit that last inning, but she was doubled up off second, so we went down 1-2-3. But we put the bat on the ball every time. I mean, we don't have any strikeouts in the first three innings, so, you know, that's a good sign. We're making contact.
And, you know, when you make that contact, you just got to hope that they get through and everything. Get those runners on, get them moved around,
well,
get across
the
home plate.
You hit the nail on the head. You know, it's what we call that atom ball. That first three innings, everything we hit was right at them.
Yeah. Tuscola Spring Sports is brought to you in part by Haywood Regional Medical Center, Taylor Ford, Champion Credit Union, Haywood EMC, Ken Wilson Ford, Haywood County Farm Bureau, and Fat Buddies Ribs and Barbecue. So now Tuscola moving back to the top of the lineup. Marissa Johnson will be the batter for Tuscola.
Marissa grounded out to third base her first time back in the first inning, leading off. And she's leading off again in the fourth.
Followed by Jesse McElroy.
Bears in the bottom of the fourth. Number 16, Marissa Johnson.
Marissa stepping in now against Allie Jones. Allie Jones' first pitch on its way. Marissa trying to lay a bunt down. Ball will be foul. I got to hand it to Marissa. Her small game has improved dramatically over the last couple of years.
Trying to slap hit on that second pitch and moving toward first base. I think she just got a little far away from the plate on the pitch.
Marissa Johnson now 0-2. Allie Jones is 0-2 pitch on the way. Hit by Marissa. Played by Sarah Hall.
No,
but Marissa will
out.
Be safe at first. Good job by Marissa. Showing off that speed. And McKinney right there is a textbook of why you slap hit being a left-handed batter.
Left-handed batter. You're right. See, you've got two steps after the ball, before the ball even hits the ground, you've got two steps toward first base. And even though the shortstop picked it up field, it made a good throw, she was able to beat the throw out to first base.
Jesse McElroy now squaring a bunt.
And that's a base hit, too.
Marissa Johnson stealing second. Jesse McElroy had squared the bunt, but the ball, or they called a strike. Irwin ahead 2-0 here in the bottom of the fourth. McElroy squaring the bunt. Ball goes up. It'll be foul just over the third baseman's head. She was charging in and charged just a little too far, and it went over her head, which is a break for Jesse McElroy. As we used to say in softball, it's new life.
Yeah, she hadn't been charging. You're right. She had it all the way, but she was coming in to make a play.
0-2 pitch on its way to McElroy now. High outside for ball one. McElroy stepping out, taking a look at Coach Page. Stepping back in. Allie Jones is 1-2 pitch on the way. Inside, evens the count 2-2. Marissa Johnson leading off the bag. Stared down back to second. 2-2 pitch on its way now. Inside for ball three. Full count now on Jesse McElroy. And Ken, you know, normally you'll see And it's not a knock on, you know, these shorter players, but you'll have a tall pitcher and short, you know, player. Jesse McElroy drawing a walk. Puts runners at first and second now. Jennifer McHenry, the batter. But you normally you'll have a tall pitcher against a short batter, you know, and it narrows that strike zone, and it's tough on them. But right here you have two. You had a short pitcher versus a short hitter, and it was a
that last pitch, though, was like being you keep talking about, you know, when it's that close, how do you take it, you know?
Yeah. McHenry laying a bunt down. Good bunt by Jennifer. Gets the force over to first.
Good bunt.
Allie Jones throwing. Marissa Johnson and Jesse McElroy moved over to second and third.
Now batting for the Mountaineers.
Delaney Buchanan now the batter.
Delaney Buchanan.
Delaney with a chance right here to help herself.
Yeah, that was a good bunt right there. Textbook, you know, move the runners up.
First pitch on its way to Delaney Buchanan.
That's
drilled
what you need
to left center field.
Oh,
that's
head.
High.
That's out of here.
Big shot by Delaney Buchanan. Puts Tusco up 3-2 now here in the bottom of the fourth. Good job by Delaney. And you know, Kenny, it makes that sound. That's one of the best sounds that you hear when that ball hits the bat.
Well, we played it perfect that inning right there. You know, led off with a single, got another girl on the base on balls, no outs. Bunted the runners up. Delaney comes up, batting in the cleanoff spot. Puts one out of the park.
And that right there, you know, that's what you want your cleanup hitter to do. And she, like you said, it was textbook. So
at first I thought it was just in the gap. You know, it was going to be over the fielder's head out there, and I thought it was going to go up against the wall. And doggone, it carried.
It got out quick, too. So
it carried.
Ellie Harris now, the batter for Tuscola. Tuscola only with one out here in the bottom of the fourth. Ellie swinging at the first pitch, strike. Ellie stepping back in. Jones's 0-1 pitch on its way. Missing outside. Evens the count 1-1. Sort of that takes the pressure off of Ellie right now. Just get a couple hits, get on. Keep hitting grass and get her moving around, get some more runs. Ball in the dirt. Makes the count now, 2 balls and 1 strike. Ellie stepping out, taking a couple practice swings.
You know, as we said earlier there, you know, you just keep it close. You know, keep playing your game, and you never know what's going to happen.
Ellie swinging at a high pitch. Evens the count 2-2.
Everything that happens like that's a confidence booster for these girls right here.
So many things could happen, you know, with just one or two wins. It starts the trickle-down effect. Good hit by Ellie. Misplayed by Lovingood at second. Or, excuse me, Bria Frisbee at second. But Ellie Harris will be safe at first.
Well, I'm going to give Ellie a base hit on that right there, even though it come out of the glove of the second baseman. But she had to dive belly on her belly towards second base to knock that ball down. And so, by the time shortstop would pick it up and throw Ellie, beat it out. We'll give her a single on that.
J.C. Cook, the batter now for Tuscola. First pitch fouled off. Runner Ellie Harris for Tuscola on first. Tuscola with one out, leading 3-2 here in the bottom of the fourth. Allie Jones is 0-1 pitch as she starts her windup. Nicking the top of the strike zone. Makes the count now 0-2. Jones' 0-2 pitch on its way to J.C. Cook. Missing high and outside for ball one. Count now, 1 ball, 2 strikes. Abigail Plemons, the batter on, or will be the next batter in the hole. J.C. Cook's drills
one
to center field.
That's deep. No,
makes the catch
high.
At the fence.
At the fence.
Was Michaela Littrell. Good ride by J.C. Cook right there.
Now batting for the Mountaineers, number 14.
Ellie Harris not tagging up, staying at first. Next up is Abigail Plemons.
She had a base hit at her first time up, singled back in the third.
Abigail pulling a little bit of double duty today. She caught the first in the JV game, which the JV's won 10-0 against Irwin. Abigail's first pitch on its way. Drilled down the first baseline.
Another base hit. Single to right field.
Ellie Harris rounding second. Heading towards
over.
Third.
She's in.
She'll be out at second.
I don't know about that call.
Close play right there.
Looked like she was under the tag me.
And that'll end the fourth inning, but not before Savannah Buchanan hits a three-run shot to put Tuscola up 3-2. We're going to step away for a commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Talking about that fat buddy's ribs and barbecue. Before you head out there to that next ball game, maybe better stop here at Fat Buddy's. The food's so good, it'll make you squeal. Their menu has many delicious items for you to choose from. Chicken, turkey, beef, or pork. Chopped, pulled, or sliced. Beef, brisket, baby back ribs, a belly-busting dog, glazed chicken tenders, or a Big Buddy burger. Might want to get enough to share with your tailgate buddies. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
Hi, I'm Bill Hughes. New Country Brew is a show featuring the music of independent country artists. My buddy Kenny Morris and I are giving these very talented folks a chance to share their music and their stories with you. Many of your favorites from not too long ago are still making records, and they have a home right here. New Country Brew, Saturdays at noon on AM 920 and FM 101.7 WPTL.
New Country Brew.
Back to the Ball Diamond with Branson and Kenny on Tuscola Sports Radio.
All right, moving on now to the top of the fifth inning. Looks like no changes for the Mountaineers defensively. Going to keep Delaney in there. Finishes up her warm-up pitches. And we're getting ready to get started now.
Number nine hitter up, leading off the top of the fifth here for the Lady Warriors. Maddie Parker playing first base. She flew out to third base her first time at bat.
Delaney Buchanan's first pitch on its way. Missing outside for ball one. Oh, 1-0 pitch on its way now. Popped up just foul and out of the reach of Rebecca Frazier. Evens the count 1-1 now on Maddie Parker. One-on-one pitch on its way. Plunks Maddie Parker. That's what you don't want to do right there. No, you don't want to do that.
I don't know. I think that pitch just got away from her. It looked like it was funny coming out of her hand right there. And not what she wanted to throw.
Bria Frisbee now the batter for Irwin. Fouls her first pitch off.
She's the leadoff hitter playing second base. She flew out first her first time up, grounded out the pitcher second time at bat.
Lays the bunt down to Rebecca. Frazier plays it, turns around. Good job by J.C. covering first base to get the first out. But Maddie Parker moved over to second now. One out for Irwin. Tuscola leading 3-2 here in the top of the fifth. Michaela Littrell, the batter now.
She singled her last time up.
Swinging at a high pitch for a strike. Littrell stepping back in. Pitch on its way. Just missing outside. For a ball. Evens the count 1-1 now.
Abigail's going to have to bat at the catcher spot back here. Is going to have to watch those runners on third. They're timing her.
Good play by Delaney. Makes a throw. Quick throw over to third to Carrington. No. Got her in a pickle. Marissa throws. Gets her.
Oh, she walked onto the base and got her. That should have never happened.
That's one of those crazy plays on a pickle.
Got that you to explain it to people. Yeah, the shorts, third base was had her in the pickle, and she come back to third baseman. She tagged her. The ball come out of her glove, and the pitcher over there, Delaney, picked the ball up, and the girl walked on to third base instead of hustling or sliding, and she just tagged her on the leg before she got to the bag.
So
that break in our favor, though. We'll take it.
Yeah, that's two outs now for Tuscola. Michaela Littrell gets over to second, so there will be a runner on second with one out. The batter now is Jeanette Granger. Jeanette's first pitch was a ball. Second pitch missing outside for a ball. 2-0 count now.
I don't know how you'd score that, Branson. I mean, the put out, how do you score that? You know, the pitcher made the tag on third base.
Ball hitting in the dirt. Good job by Abigail to get to the fence, get the ball, turn around and get it to Delaney. Michaela Littrell moving up to third on the pass ball.
I'm just going to put two outs in the score and circle it, say that's
that'll,
it.
That'll be fine. 3-0 count now. Ooh. Call strike. As you can tell, the Irwin fan base not happy with that call. Count 3-1 now. Delaney Buchanan with her pitch on the way. Littrell on third for Irwin. Swung on a miss.
Good pitch right there by Delaney.
Full
she needs another
now.
One right there, too.
You're right. Well, I can see her come after one right here. Full count.
Granger doubled her first time up.
Oh, ball smacked the right field. Littrell will be in to score to make it 3-3.
Good hit right there, but give credit where credit's due.
She took an outside pitch and hit it to right field. Sarah Hall now, the batter for Irwin. Her first pitch drilled to center field. Jesse McElroy coming up with the ball. Runners at first and second now for Irwin here in the top of the fifth with two outs. Jaden Bartley now the batter for Irwin.
She flew out and grounded out of her first two times at bat.
Coach Page is going to call timeout. Have a little talk. Maybe calm the infield down, talk to Delaney.
Yeah, just settle down right here. You got two outs.
You know,
nobody hurt. New ball game.
I'm sitting here watching Delaney. And you know, you see a lot of kids that are stressed in this moment, you know, and they're just sitting there staring at the coach, and she's just, you know, not very often you see a freshman like that that's sort of free spirited, and
she's just grinning out there, so that's a good sign.
So, like I said, a few more years. Well,
here you are in the fifth inning, you know, 3-3 ball game, you know, you're in it. It's good ball game. Just keep your head in the game.
Coach Page heading back now to the dugout. Bartley, the batter. Two outs.
Good pitch.
Good pitch by Delaney. First
pitch.
Pitch
right there.
Swing on and a miss for a strike. Score tied 3-3 here in the top of the fifth.
Good
pitch by Delaney right there. Catching that inside corner.
You know, after we watched her play that game over at Reynolds, you know, her freshman, Delaney, I said, you know, by the time she's a senior, she's going to be awesome, I think.
What?
Was the call? What?
They think they're calling batter interference. when for the throw down to third, the batter didn't give her room, so they called her out. As we move on now, Mays. So, and Irwin faithful having a talk with the umpire. But as we move here to the bottom of the fifth, Tuscola Spring Sports is brought to you in part by Haywood Regional Medical Center, Haywood County Farm Bureau, Champion Credit Union, Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Ken Wilson Ford, Haywood MC, and Taylor Ford. If you've missed any of the Mountaineer basketball or spring sports action, you can catch up with the Tuscola On Demand. Simply go to WPTLradio.net, click on the sports tab, and choose Tuscola On Demand from the drop-down menu. You can listen to the entire 2016 through 2019 basketball season, and it's up to date with baseball and softball as well. Tuscola On Demand, check it out. Kenny, you know, like they say sometimes.
Well, that was a strange call right there.
It was a strange call.
I don't under, you know.
You know, I think the rule is that if the batter had stayed in the box and she made the throw, you know, that's a legal move. But if she steps out of the box when she's trying to make that throw down to third and she's blocking her view and her path of the throw,
well,
you know, that's,
you know, Abigail never came out of the crouch. She threw from the crouch and she threw over the batter.
Yeah.
And he called her out for being in the way, but you know what, I was not that I mean anything, but I always told my catcher, in fact, batter, don't move.
Yeah.
That's their tough luck. If you nail them and hit you with it, you know, that's their tough luck.
Rebecca Frazier now the batter for Tuscola here in the bottom of the fifth. First pitch swinging. Jeanette Granger making the throw over to Maddie Parker for the first out here in the bottom of the fifth.
Branson, if we could just hit something in the hole, we could get some runners on. Everything we hit, and they're making great plays. I mean, they've not made any errors today.
You know, and like you said, no strikeouts today, and so that's been big. Everything's
We put the bat on the ball well.
Morgan Plemons the batter now. Trying to slap hit. And swung on and missed for a strike. Allie Jones ahead in the count now, 0-1. 0-1 pitch on the way, fouled off, hitting the dugout. 0-2, quick now on Morgan Plemons, way behind in the count. Morgan stepping back in. Allie Jones starting her wind up. 0-2 pitch on its way. Missing outside for ball one. Allie Jones' 1-2 pitch on its way to Morgan Plemons.
A little high.
High for ball two. Evens the count now, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Score tied 3-3 here in the bottom of the fifth. Two pitch on its way to Morgan. Ball missing low and outside. Full count now, 3-2.
Good eye right there, make her work.
Full count on Morgan Plemons. Irwin's Allie Jones starting her wind up. Ball hit by Morgan. Jeanette Granger making the throw. As she made the throw to first, it was in the dirt. Maddie Parker couldn't get the scoop to get it up. Morgan Plemons will be safe on first. And we're back to the top of the lineup now. Marissa Johnson will be the batter. And Kenny,
she singled her last time up, Branson. Scored a run, scored her, you know, was on the base whenever Delaney hit that home run.
Going to switch hit on us now.
She's one
for
two.
Right. Morgan Plemons the runner on first. Marissa's first pitch missing inside for a ball. One out for Tuscola here. Morgan Plemons, the batter on, or the runner on first. Marissa Johnson slapping it to right field. Morgan Plemons on her way to second. Marissa safe at first. Good job by Marissa. She's hitting the ball really well today.
Just went with the pitch and took it in the right field. Base hit between first and second baseman. Runners now, like you said, first and second, one out.
Jesse McElroy now the batter for Tuscola. First pitch on it, square in the bunt. Pulls it back. Called strike.
Jesse's grounded out to third base the first time at bat, walked her second time up, scored the run on that home run, that was on base.
Third and first, anticipating a bunt, playing shallow, count now 0-2 on Jesse.
Got to get her pitch right here now, watch.
One out, runners on first and second for Tuscola. Score tied 3-3 here in the bottom of the fifth. 0-2 pitch on its way. Called strike three.
That's what you don't want to do right there. You get two strikes on you, you got to, you know, the pitcher's not going to give you anything good, but you got to, anything close, you got to go for it.
Jennifer McHenry now the batter for Tuscola. Two outs, runners on first and second for Tuscola.
Jennifer's put the bat on the ball good. They flew out to center field her first time up and grounded out back to the pitcher second time.
First pitch in the dirt for ball. Be nice if Jennifer could get it one over the shortstop. Center fielder and left fielder, big gap up there in left center field.
Center fielder's shading toward right field, and like you said, there's a hole out there.
That, and then the right fielder's playing really shallow, anticipating she may have to come in to help. Jennifer McHenry ahead in the count 2-0. Brooklyn Taylor, the catcher, calling timeout. Going to have a little talk with Allie Jones. Probably talk about calling pitches. Jennifer McHenry now ready, stepping back in the box. 2-0 pitch on its way. Inside, it was almost like it was a protection type swing, but anyways, it was fouled. Count now, two balls and a strike.
Jennifer's watching the ball. She's making contact today. You know, well, she does pretty much. You remember last year, the first time she got the bat as a freshman, or well, but she wasn't a freshman, but it was the first time she got the bat last year in a pinch situation, got a base hit.
Yep. 2-1 pitch on its way. Hit down on the ground. Sarah Hall making the play, turn around, throwing to get the force at third to end the fifth inning. Nothing happening for Tuscola. Stranding runners on first and second. Score still tied 3-3. We're going to step away for a commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
At Taylor Ford in Waynesville, it's all about the deal.
Taylor Ford has the area's lowest prices on new Fords.
Taylor Ford has the highest trade allowances.
Taylor Ford has the area's lowest payments and no money down available.
Taylor Ford offers lowest rates. They have all the banks.
Go to TaylorFordOnline.com or drive to 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Because at Taylor Ford, it's all about your deal.
Sometimes power outages come with a warning. Other times, lights flicker and everything goes. But thanks to Haywood EMC, Touchstone Energy Cooperative offers Generac generators, the nation's top choice for emergency power. In an outage, it kicks in and brings with it warmth, light, and the necessities for safety and modern comfort. Haywood EMC offers sales, installation, and service of Generac generators. Arrange for one now. Call 452-2281 because weather is getting more severe every season.
Back to the Ball Diamond with Branson and Kenny on Tuscola Sports Radio.
All right, we're back top of the sixth inning. Tuscola and Irwin's tied 3-3. Up for Irwin right now will be Morgan Loveland. Just leading off right here in the sixth inning. fouled the first pitch off.
She struck out her first time up and got hit by the pitch her second time at bat.
Fouls the second pitch off, 0-2.
Delaney's doing a good job out here. She's throwing strikes. Make them swing that bat.
O-2 pitch on its way. Popped up.
Good change up right there, but Delaney popped it back right back to her.
First out there by Morgan Loveland here in the top of the sixth. Good play, like you said, by Delaney. And, you know, it seems like every game we're watching her, she's growing. She's lost that freshman, stereotype.
Right. I agree with you. That's why I say, you know, just watching her right now and the way she's coming on, by the time she's, you know, junior and senior, she's going to be an awesome ball player on this team.
Emma Loveland, the batter now for Irwin. First pitch, called a ball. Second pitch popped up. Marissa Johnson calling everybody off, making the catch for the second out here in the top of the sixth. Next up for Irwin will be pitcher Allie Jones.
That's what we like, Branson, about four pitches, two outs.
It's almost like Irwin's trying to get on something quick, and it's in our favor, but that'll work. Allie Jones' first pitch fouled off.
Well, it's just like, you know, no matter what happens from right here on, Branson, Delaney's pitched a great ball game today.
And helped herself with a three-run shot, too. 0-1 pitch. Drilled down to pass Rebecca Frazier at first. Morgan Plemons coming up with the ball, getting it infield. Allie Jones will be at first with two outs.
Nothing you could do on that right there. It was just right in between the second base, first base. Base hit single.
Irwin going to use a pinch runner since Allie is the pitcher. Maddie Parker, the batter now for Irwin. Fouls her first pitch off.
That just shows what a good job Delaney's doing out there pitching, Branson. That, you know, they're behind on that. You know, it's a base hit to right field, but she's behind on the pitch.
O-1 pitch on its way from Delaney. Fouled off again. Delaney way ahead right here, 0-2. Runner on first for Irwin. But with two outs.
Delaney's throwed a good changeup today right here. Big time to throw it.
Pinch runner for Allie Jones. Looks like it's going to be Haley Grant. She'll be safe into second. 1-2 pitch on its way. Popped up again. Marissa Johnson drifting out.
Oh.
Jesse McElroy and Marissa have a little communication issues out there. Ball drops in between them.
She had it in her glove there, the center fielder, and just.
Run does come across the plate for Irwin.
Didn't hold it quiet long enough, Branson.
Yeah. Comes across the plate 4-3 now. Bria Frisbee, the first batter, first pitch swinging. Morgan Plemons making the catch for the third out here to get out of the inning, but Irwin does score one run here to make it 4-3 in the sixth. McKinney, I mean, the game's
tough break right there, Branson.
It was a tough break.
Tough break for on Delaney. I hate it for her because she's like we said, she's pitched a whale of a game. We've had a great ball game. It's been a great ball game.
Tuscola Spring Sports is brought to you in part by Haywood Regional Medical Center, Haywood County Farm Bureau, Champion Credit Union, Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Ken Wilson Ford, Haywood EMC, and Taylor Ford. Tuscola Sports Radio has been honoring Mountaineer athletes for outstanding game day performances all season long. You can see photos of the award winners at WPTLradio.net. Just click on the sports tab, then choose Tuscola Player of the Game from the drop-down menu. Check in often as we add new players after each game. That's WPTLradio.net. And Kenny, I sort of have in mind who I think player of the game is going to be, but, you know, we still have this, you know, half an inning and really one more to go before we make that decision.
I think we both thinking the same one.
I think we're thinking the same thing. You're exactly right. You start laughing. We may be like an old married couple. We can start finishing each other's sandwiches.
That's scary. That's scary, Branch.
Oh. Next up now for Tuscola here in the bottom of the sixth is Delaney Buchanan. She homered, hit a three-run shot, her last at bat to put Tuscola up, actually, 3-2. First pitch on its way in the dirt. And as hard as she hit that first one, Kenny, that was probably about the best place she could probably put that pitch right there.
Well, I tell you, if you get it up in her wheelhouse, which she did that on that home run, she crushed it.
1-0 pitch on its way. Keeping it low on her. 2-0 count.
That's what you better do right there. You better keep it low.
Kind of hope from, you know, Allie Jones from Irwin to make a mistake and throw one in her wheelhouse. 2-0 pitch on its way. Hit over to Bria Frisbee. Makes the throw over to Maddie Parker for the first out here in the bottom of the sixth. Next up will be Ailey Harris.
Now batting for the Mountaineers, number 7, Ailey Harris.
See the body language off of Delaney as she was heading to the dugout. She was mad at herself for swinging at the pitch. Ailey Harris's first pitch on its way. Head over to Bria Frisbee again. Makes the throw over to Maddie Parker for the second out. J.C. Cook, the batter now for Tuscola.
For the Mountaineers, number 3, J.C. Cook.
We just save for a couple of singles in that home run. You know, everything we've hit today has been right to them, Branson.
First pitch on its way to J.C. Popped up foul.
Everything we've been hit's been right to them. One strikeout today. We've just had one strikeout, and that's pretty awesome right there.
That says a lot. At least, you know, they're seeing the ball good, hitting it, just not hitting it in the holes. 0-1 pitch in the dirt. Evens the count 1-1 now. J.C. wasting no time, stepping back in. Digging that foot in. 1-1 pitch on its way. Hit over towards left field. And Morgan Loveland coming in, making the catch for the third out to end the sixth inning. We're going to step away for a commercial. Score as Irwin 4, Tuscola 3. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Talking about that fat buddy's ribs and barbecue. Before you head out there to that next ball game, maybe better stop here at Fat Buddy's. The food's so good, it'll make you squeal. Their menu has many delicious items for you to choose from. Chicken, turkey, beef, or pork. Chopped, pulled, or sliced. Beef brisket, baby back ribs, a belly busting dog, glazed chicken tenders, or a big buddy burger. Might want to get enough to share with your tailgate buddies. Fat Buddies Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
Hi, I'm Bill Hughes. New Country Brew is a show featuring the music of independent country artists. My buddy Kenny Morris and I are giving these very talented folks a chance to share their music and their stories with you. Many of your favorites from not too long ago are still making records, and they have a home right here. New Country Brew, Saturdays at noon on AM 920 and FM 101.7 WPTL.
New Country Brew.
This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
All right, moving now here to the top of the seventh. They're wasting no time on us, Kenny. And the first
three pitches in play, I think, is what we're doing. Usually get five warm. I think that was about three warm-up pitches in play.
Michaela Littrell wasting no time. First pitch, she hit just over the outreach of Carrington at third. She'll be safe at first. Runner on first, no out. She's going, wasting no time going. Runner on second, Littrell now. First pitch missing on Jeanette Gehringer. 0-1 pitch on its way. Fouled off. Evens the count. 1-1. Scorber says 0-2. I thought it was 1-1. Drill down to Carrington. Carrington making the throw over to first to get the first out here in the top of the seventh. Runner Michaela Littrell gets over to third.
Good play right there by
Carrington.
Carrington right there on third, but, you know, nothing to do. She gets that at first. Runner advances to third.
Sarah Hall now the batter for Irwin. First jumps on the first pitch, drills it to center field. Another run across the plate for Irwin, making it 5-3 now here in the seventh. Next up will be Jaden Bartley for Irwin. First pitch on its way. Missing low outside for ball one. Sarah Hall still in second. One up pitch on its way. Get over to second base, just out of the reach of J.C. Cook's hand. Sarah Hall moving over to third.
Tell you, the ball's got eyes, Branson. That's three in a row. I mean, right there, just, you know, just out of reach. Something we've hit today right at them. They've hit the ball in the gap. I mean, just not in the gap, but in the hole right there. Just something we just couldn't quite get to. And put the runners on base.
Runners now at first and third with one out. Morgan Loveland, the batter. First pitch on its way. Swung on and missed. Bartley running on to second.
Good pitch right there. Delaney is picking at her finger there for just a few minutes ago. I noticed that, and I believe what's happened, she's wore a blister on her finger out there throwing. You know, she hadn't thrown much this year, and, you know, you throw a whole ball game.
Yeah, I mean,
it's easy to do.
They've
I think
been splitting a little bit of time, usually pitching them, you know.
Yeah, she's wore
Coach
a blister
Page,
on her
yeah.
finger out there.
Coach Page had done, you know, a couple of innings each pitcher. I guess, you know, really trying to find, you know, fill out who she's
going
to
Well, she's done a great
with,
job yeah. today, but, you know, the ball coming off your finger on those seams, it's easy to do. She's you know, she's obviously wore a blister on her finger. I've seen her pulling on it. You know, she's pulling that skin off.
Yeah.
You know what a blister feels like when that skin comes off.
Yeah.
Oh, that hurts. She's blowing on it out there, shaking her hand. She's putting it in the dirt, I guess. You know, maybe that might help.
It's going to be one of those it's going to burn.
Oh, it's going to burn.
Morgan Loveland stepping back in. 0-1 pitch on its way. And that's the one thing. If she's got a Band-Aid on her finger, she's going to have to compensate for that. And that first pitch, you know.
I don't think she took a Band-Aid. I think she said, no, she just rubbed it in the dirt and went back out there throwing again.
Ball missing. Low and outside. Count now. Two balls and one strike with one out.
Yeah, she's got one out right here. She just needs to throw strikes. Get these other two outs right here. There you go.
Ball hit back to Delaney. Makes the look. Throws the first. Gets the second out. Ball coming home. Offline. Another runner crosses. Makes it 6-3 now. Bartley, the runner at second, advancing over to third.
Well, she got the out right there anyway. Branson. She's got two outs now. All she needs to do is get this.
Emma Loveland, the batter now. First pitch drills on. J.C. Cook drifting over and making the catch to end the top half of the seventh. Tuscola getting one last at bat here. Needing three runs to tie it, four to win it. And they have had dramatics, you know, this year, Kenny.
Oh, yeah.
Last Friday night, you know, being tied 2-2 going into the into the bottom of the seventh and getting a hit. Abigail Plemons with a sack fly to score J.C. Cook to get that 3-2 victory.
Well, even if this game finishes 6-3, that's nothing to be ashamed of right there, Branson. It's been a good ball. We played good ball game.
The it's been a good week, you know, for these girls. You know, get your first win, you know, and get your second win in the same week.
That's right.
So they don't have nothing to hang their heads at. I mean, you know, you've got a few of the, you know, you've got, I think I counted eight seniors on the team this year, but at the same time, they're having to coach along and mentor these, you know, these freshman girls, get them in the action.
Yeah.
You know, bring them on because, you know, those older girls, when they were freshmen, done the same thing, you know, had to help them out, mentored them along, and brought them along.
Well,
so,
if you'll remember back whenever the girls from last year, all of them, you know, Mella and all them, that first year when they were up here in freshmen, they all started as freshmen.
Yep.
And they took their licks. I don't think they won but like one or two ball games the whole year.
Yep. And the year before they didn't – I don't think they won, but they may have went without winning a game, maybe one game.
So, you know, the experience that these girls are getting this year, it'll show next year when we come out here.
Abigail Plemons leading off here in the bottom of the seventh. You know, if you're going to build – you know, if you're going to build something, Kenny, you got to start from the ground, and that's what these – you're going to have – these girls are going to have to do with these freshmen. First pitch on its way. Up in her chin for a ball. Abigail looked like she was getting ready to do the limbo, bowing her back to miss the pitch.
Chin music right
That's
there.
Right.
Get out of the way.
1-0 pitch on its way.
She did get out of the way on that. She got binged. Glanced off her helmet.
Grazing her helmet. She'll take a walk to first.
Now batting for the Mountaineers, number 23. Savannah Idleberg.
Next up now will be a pinch hitter for Tuscola, Savannah Idleberg. She came in last night. She got a hit to right field. First pitch, high inside for ball one. Tuscola trailing 6-3 here. One oh pitch on its way. Strike just in the strike zone. Makes the count 1-1. Abigail Plemons, the runner on first. Pitch on its way. Hit foul by Savannah. Makes the count 1-1. One ball, two strikes. Morgan Plemons in the hole.
I noticed the umpire behind the plate tonight, Bruce Stevenson, is I've never seen his padding on his catcher's mask is Carolina blue. I know he's a Tar Heel fan, so you reckon that's why?
I guarantee it is. 1-2 pitch fouled off. Count's going to stay the same. Yeah, I'm sure he's probably hurrying this up so he can get home and watch that
Tar
game.
Tar Heels playing tonight. Duke playing tonight.
1-2 pitch on its way to Savannah now. Off-speed pitch, drill to center field. Good play. Good play by Michaela Littrell. Abigail Plemons had gone halfway. It was almost no man's land, but she got back to first.
Well hit ball right there.
Morgan Plemons now the batter for Tuscola. Coach Page giving her some instruction. Actually going to have a pinch hitter. Looks like. Looks like, let's see who she's going to bring in. going to be Emily Trogdon.
Now batting for the Mountaineers, number 8, Emily Trogdon.
Emily stepping in now as a pinch hitter. Abigail Plemons, the runner on first with one out. Tuscola trailing 6-3. After this, moves up to back to the top of the lineup. First pitch to Emily. Hit that on the ground to Bria Frisbee. Tags.
Oh, dropped the ball. She's up. Oh, goodness gracious. That was. Whew.
Luck being on Tuscola's side. Bria Frisbee.
We caught a break there, didn't
yeah.
we?
Yeah. Went to tag Abigail Plemons. As she went to tag her, she tagged her with the ball in her hand, and she dropped it.
Marissa
Abigail was safe at second. And Emily Trogdon safe at first.
She thought she was out at second. She walked off the bag, and they come back to get her, and she beat them back to the base. She thought she was out. That was a break for us right there.
That was a big break for Tuscola now. Runners on first and second with one out. Back to the top of the lineup, like we said, Marissa Johnson. Marissa hitting the ball really good today for her last at-bat. She hit to right field.
She grounded out to third base her first time up, and she singled the last two times and scored a run, Branson. So she's, yeah, you're right. She's hit the ball well today. Two singles, 2 for 3. Coach out there for Irwin telling her player just settle down.
Bruce Stevenson urging him along. He says his Tar Heels are getting ready to tip off, and he wants to get home. Marissa stepping into the box now. Runner sitting on G waiting on O for Tuscola. One out, pitch on its way. Swung on and missed for a strike on Marissa Johnson.
I believe that was the best pitch Jones has thrown all day for her when she had some smoke on that ball.
0-1 pitch on its way now to Marissa. Catching the inside corner for a strike.
Don't take anything close here now, Marissa.
Marissa working.
You've got to go for the ball right here.
Marissa with an 0-2 count. Allie Jones ahead. Pops up, drifting over.
Tough luck right there.
Maddie Parker drifting over to make the catch for the second out here in the bottom of the seventh. Tuscola now down to one out.
Now batting for the Mountaineers, number 31.
And Jesse McElroy is the batter.
Jesse McElroy.
Hey, Jesse.
Jesse stepping in, calling time. Irwin thinking she's going to bunt. Fouls the first pitch off. First baseman and third baseman playing about 4 foot in front of the bag. Jesse McElroy with a 0-1 count right now. Allie Jones is 0-1 pitch on its way. Called strike on the inside corner. Tuscola down now to one strike to keep this game going. Jesse McElroy's 0-2 pitch on its way. Fouled off. Jesse staying alive. Jesse taking a look down to third, stepping in, getting those feet set. 0-2 pitch on its way. Inside for ball one.
You know, like we said, Branson, this is a, you know, win or lose right here. Our girls don't have anything to lose. They knew it was a, you know, building year. This is a confidence builder right here. You play a team and keep it that 6-3 ball game. It's
1-2 pitch, catch in the outside corner. Jesse McElroy going down on a strikeout. As Tuscola loses tonight, 6-3, we're going to step away for a commercial and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Steve Kelly. Be sure and join me Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. for the Good Morning Show. We'll start your morning with the latest news and weather, as well as interviews keeping us up to date with what's going on in Haywood County. And don't forget the WPTL Flea Market at 8:30. And, of course, all of your favorite real country. So don't you miss it. The Good Morning Show, Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. with me, Steve Kelly, on WPTL 101.7 FM and 920 AM.
When you explore visitnc.com, you can find some amazing golf courses. Take your game to a higher level in the foothills or mountains. Play in a tranquil setting along our coast, or challenge yourself on premier courses in the Sand Hills and Piedmont. Visit nc.com. Start trading keystrokes for putting strokes. Sponsored by the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters and Division of Tourism in cooperation with this station.
VisitNC.com has newly enhanced mobile capabilities, so you can easily locate a spa, look for a beautiful beach to lie out in the sun, or a nice mountain hammock to take an afternoon nap. Mobile technology that helps you get a lot less mobile. That's the beauty of VisitNC.com. Log on, plan a trip, start kicking back. Sponsored by the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters and Division of Tourism in cooperation with this station.
Back to the Ball Diamond with Branson and Kenny on Tuscola Sports Radio.
All right, we're back here. Game just finishing up. Tuscola losing tonight 6-3. And like Kenny said, you know, the girls have nothing to hang their head at. It was a good game. I mean, you don't know.
Well, that was a fantastic ball game. You know, we – two strikeouts, I think, we had against us the whole game. And, you know, you can't ask for much more than that right there, 6-3 ball game. Yeah, nothing to be ashamed of. You know, Branson, before we – you know, something we had mentioned a couple of – last couple of games, but I want to say, you know, thank you to our sponsors again, because, you know, they're what makes this happen right here. And thank you to Terrell Evans and her dad, Bill Rick, there at the radio station, WPTL, there in Canton, because for making this possible. You know, we have to, you know, give them a shout-out, because, you know, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here doing this. And
you're exactly right.
The girls love it, and, well, the boys, too. I mean, you know, you don't think that they – but they know they're on the air, and they really like it, you know.
Oh, yeah, I mean, because they were – you know, I know there was nothing like this when, you know, when I was in high school. I mean, you know, and I'm sure it was the same way with you. And, no, and baseball was played up in Hazelwood. High school baseball was played up in Hazelwood. And the girls played at what is now on the Vance Street softball field back when I was playing. I don't know where the girls
played.
Yeah,
they played. Did. Yeah, that back then they, you know, had no field. And that's where they played, down there at the rec. And, you know, but we didn't, you know, until this is our third season on the air. And, you know, we never had anything like that. And there again, we want to thank Bill and Terrell there at the radio station for making it possible. And, again, for our sponsors, you know, because without them, we wouldn't be here either. So
you're exactly right. We can't do it without the sponsors. And, you know, any of these sponsors that we've mentioned tonight, you know, Haywood Regional Medical Center, Taylor Ford Champion Credit Union, Haywood EMC, Ken Wilson Ford, Haywood County Farm Bureau, and Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue. You know, thank you for what you do. Thank you for sponsoring, you know, Tuscola sports and everything in the spring. And, you know, get out and thank these sponsors. There's you know, go in, let them know that you listen to the games and stuff. And, you know, it means a lot to them. I mean, it means a lot
to us. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, tell them thank
well,
you, you so. Know.
So we we're waiting on our player of the game to get over here. Monday, we have a softball game. We got two games next week, and we're going to do them Monday and Tuesday. And Monday will be Inca softball. It will be here with a first pitch at 6 o'clock. You know, subject to change, you know, depending
right,
on the weather.
Depending on the weather and how everything goes with it, you know.
And then Tuesday night is North Buncombe baseball. We will be at North Buncombe, and that'll be subject to change as well. I know they're calling for that S word, the devil's dandruff.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't
Tuesday,
know. You so. Look at that weather, it's a roller coaster. Next week's warm one day, cold the next, warm, cold.
All right. It's time for the Haywood County Farm Bureau Player of the Game Award for outstanding effort from a Mountaineer player, and it goes to Delaney Buchanan tonight. Haywood County Farm Bureau offering real service by real people ready to assist you with all your insurance needs. Haywood County Farm Bureau in Waynesville helping you is what we do best. Congratulations, Delaney.
Thank you.
I was telling Kenny, you know, you're a freshman, but you sit up there and you compose yourself as you're just most free-spirited and you're just jumping around, shaking your head. You don't see that a lot with a lot of the freshmen and stuff when they're up here playing on varsity.
Yeah.
So, and you played varsity basketball too, so you've been seeing a lot of action on the varsity level this year and as a freshman. And, you know, told Kenny, you know, y'all may have lost the game 6-3 tonight, but, you know, all in all, there's nothing to hang your heads at tonight.
I think we played really good. It's just like a couple of errors, but then we play together sometimes, and it's like really good.
And tonight was one of those, you know, and you've had a really good week. You know, you get your first win last Friday night, then, you know, played TC Tuesday night with a tough loss, which TC's a tough, you know, one of those tough teams that you, and then get a win yesterday against Asheville over there. So that's a good confidence booster.
Yes, it is.
And so I know you pitched tonight. You pitched the whole game, and I think this is probably the first game that one of the girls has pitched the whole game.
Yeah, I think it is.
Because y'all usually have been doing like a two inning, you know, rotation and everything. Yeah. So, but, you know, I think you were seeing the zone tonight, and I think Tara, she left you in there, and I think you picked up a blister, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. It started hurting, but then they said that I couldn't have a Band-Aid on it.
Oh, well. I told Kenny, I was like, if she gets a Band-Aid, she'll probably have to compensate with that Band-Aid.
Yeah.
But you stayed in and stuck it out. But the big thing was you helped yourself tonight. You hit a 3-run shot.
Thank you.
How did that feel? I mean, what was that like? Because I told Kenny, I said, when that ball hits the bat, it has a special sound to it.
I felt it when it just came off the bat. I was like, that just went over.
And it hit the scoreboard, too. That makes it even better.
Yeah.
So. All right. Well, y'all play Monday night against Inca right back here. They beat you 12-2 the first game. Y'all have got a little redemption to get against them.
Sir.
Hey, listen, build off of this tonight because, you know, a 15-1 game yesterday, a 6-3 game tonight. I mean, nothing to hang your heads about. You know, I noticed there's a few of the underclassmen your age that are up on varsity. You're just doing an excellent job. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Delaney Buchanan, tonight, our player of the game.
Thank you.
All right. Like I said, Monday we play Inca. We'll be here. And then Tuesday will be a baseball game at North Buncombe. And so for Kenny Mull and myself, we appreciate you listening tonight. And today's game has been brought to you by Haywood County Farm Bureau, Haywood EMC, Taylor Ford, Champion Credit Union, Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Haywood Regional Medical Center, and Ken Wilson Ford. Tuscola dropping one tonight, 6-3. We appreciate everybody listening. For Kenny Mull, I'm Branson Reese. Good night, everybody. Have a good weekend.